The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Welcome to North Idaho Radio, 97.1 FM, Sandpoint. I am Mickey Hemingway of MK Hemingway Coaching and Consulting, and this is my new monthly show, Moment with Mickey. This show will be focused on local businesses and organizations and community activities that impact business here in Sandpoint area. I've lived in Sandpoint since moving here in 1997. I've been an employee of a national business that was based here for several years, and I was recently the executive director of the Chamber of Commerce, and just a few months ago, I took a step back from that role and returned to my business of coaching and consulting individuals, businesses, and their teams, which I've been doing since 2018. Today, I am very pleased to be speaking with some local entrepreneurs who have done some amazing things with their businesses here in Sandpoint. My guests today are Dr. Jennifer Steinbecks of Syringa Wellness, Ellie and Aaron Verenwald of Sand Creek Customware, and Rob Talbot of Maddox Farm Productions and the Heartwood Center. But first, let's review some things that are happening around town in the coming days. Tomorrow night, Tuesday, August 18th, is the Little Live Radio Hour. Every third Tuesday of the month, KRFY brings the Little Live Radio Hour to the Panada Little Theater at 302 North 1st Avenue. The show broadcasts live at 88.5 FM. This month, the host Jack Peterson will sit down with local musicians Truck Mills and Carl Ray. Admission is free. In-person guests are asked to arrive by 6:45 p.m. to settle in before the 7 p.m. broadcast begins. That's tomorrow, August 18th. This Thursday, August 21st, Maddox Farm Productions presents the Sandpoint Summer Music Series at Farm and Park. We'll be chatting with Rob Talbot of Maddox Farm Productions later in the show, so I'll let him share all of the details. On Friday, August 22nd, Schweitzer is hosting their Movie on the Mountain. This takes place on the lawn near the Crow's Bench patio. At 7 p.m., there will be a special presentation by the Idaho Department of Fish and Game on bear awareness and safety in the outdoors. As the sun sets, the movie will begin. You're encouraged to bring your own lawn chair or blankets, so plan on heading up the mountain on Friday, August 22nd, for the free Movie on the Mountain. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, August 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, at The Hive on 1st Avenue, the Lake Ponderay Repertory Theater presents Always, Patty Cline. This production is a heartwarming musical celebrating the legendary country music star with unforgettable hits and the true story of her remarkable friendship with a devoted fan. The doors open this Friday and Saturday at 6 p.m., and on Sunday the doors open at 1. Visit the website livefromthehive.com to get your tickets. Did you know that Sandpoint has a wine shop? My friend Beth Giacomo came to me a few years ago with a dream of owning her own wine shop. She started out with a monthly wine club, then added a monthly tasting event, then added a small wine shop on Division. Then she decided she didn't have enough room, and she expanded into her current location at 1309 Ponderosa Drive, facing Division. Her business is Wine for You. That's wine, the number 4, capital U. And you can check it out all this Saturday, August 23rd, from noon to 4. There will be a putt-putt golf in the parking lot, discounts on wine, Sunshine on Cedar will be serving up some tasty bites available for purchase, and there will be live music from 2 to 4, and of course, there will be wine. So plan to stop by this Saturday to celebrate the grand reopening of the Wine for You wine shop. On Friday, August 29th, and continuing on through Monday, Labor Day, September 1st, it's Fall Fest. Enjoy 4 days of beer tasting and fun at Schweitzer. Bring your blankets or lawn chairs, as there will be live music all weekend long. The beer tent will be on the tennis courts near the bottom of the Great Escape Quad, so you'll never be too far away from the beer. And finally, on Saturday, August 30th, Sandpoint Ceramics will be celebrating their one-year anniversary on the Cedar Street Bridge, up on the second floor, from 4 to 7 p.m. The owner, Jamie, will be celebrating with appetizers, beer, and wine. There will be a pottery sale and a free raffle. So plan to stop by Saturday, August 30th, between 4 and 7 on the Cedar Street Bridge. We're going to take a break, and right after that, we'll be welcoming our first guest, Dr. Jennifer Steinbecks of Syringa Wellness. So don't go anywhere, stay tuned, and thank you for joining this Moment with Mickey on North Idaho's Talk Radio, FM 97.1 in Sandpoint. We'll be right back.
Lanikay Realty has two new land listings in Bonner County. Take your pick. Each 1 acre on Davis Road in Sagal. Building pad, power, water, and septic are ready to go. No CCRs, septic system installed. Adjoining county-maintained road. Water and power are already in. Both close to Sagal School and Sandpoint. Listed at $189,900. For all your real estate needs, see the professionals at Lanikay Realty. LanikayRealty.com.
It's the summer sales event with the Ford Groom.
Sam, 30 seconds on the clock. The Ford summer sales event.
Great time to buy.
Correct. What do we have amazing deals on this summer?
Ford trucks and SUVs.
Is Ford America's all-time best-selling auto brand?
Let me think. Yeah, it is.
3 for 3.
What do I win?
You get to work at the Ford summer sales event.
Amazing. I think I was going to do that anyway.
You betcha.
Based on Automotive News Almanac historical data and industry-reported sales data from 1909 through 2024 CY.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
This is your invitation to the Kohl's Friends and Family Sale, hand-delivered to your speakers. Get 20% off your favorite brands, including Yankee Candle, Cuisinart, Lee & Carter's. So when someone says, "I love that candle," you can say, "Thanks, I got it at the Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. They personally invited me." Yep, consider yourself a VIP. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offer ends August 24th. See store or kohls.com for details.
With Progressive, it's easy to reach customer service with our app, website, chat, or by phone. Because when getting help is hard, it's not help at all.
A little help. A little help over here.
Thank you for calling Bench Press Assistance.
What?
Due to excessive gym volume, all available spotters are currently lifting heavy weights off the chests of other bench pressers.
Seriously?
Please continue to hold, and we will remove the barbell from your chest in the order in which your cry for help was received.
Getting assistance should be easy. With Progressive, it is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts. News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back to the Chamber Chat Hour. I'm Mickey Hemingway, and this is Moment with Mickey on North Idaho Radio. I'm very pleased to introduce our first guest, my very first guest of this new show, Dr. Jennifer Steinbecks of Syringa Wellness. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Mickey. I'm so honored to be here on your inaugural show.
I'm very glad that you agreed to do this. Thank you. So share with our listeners, what is Syringa Wellness and what do you do?
The Syringa Wellness is the name of my clinic here in Sandpoint, where I offer naturopathic care to women in midlife who are struggling with energy, mood, and metabolism. I help them rewire that so that they can show up fully in their life and have the vitality that they were designed to have.
That sounds wonderful. Sounds like something all women my age need. So take us back to the beginning of when you started your business. What inspired you to have your own business?
So I was running a university research center in Indiana, and they cut my position, and like it was a rebrand. And so I started my private practice, and eventually we asked ourselves why we were still in the cornfields, and that brought us to Sandpoint.
How did you find Sandpoint?
Ting had a piece about fiber to the home, and my husband was all excited about that. But of course, we live where we can't get Ting fiber to the home.
Oh.
And I was a big shopper of the business that you used to work at.
Good old Coldwater Creek.
Yes.
Isn't it funny how it brings so many people together?
Right.
And so now I understand why you made it out to Sandpoint. Thank you, Ting, for bringing you here.
Yeah.
So what's a strategy or a habit that has consistently worked well for you in your business?
When I focus on... So recently, I really honed in on how I work with clients. And I'm looking at clients from a capacity-first perspective. My driving question is, why did this body suddenly lose capacity to interact with the environment? And so I'm not looking at symptoms as pathology. They are instead signals from the body telling us what the body needs. And when we reach midlife, those signals get very noisy and very loud. And I think that midlife is a distinct physiological and neurological transition, and so it deserves its own framework. And helping resolve that is my driving habit. And I keep circling back to different problems and looking at them from that perspective.
So I suspect you're asking a lot of questions.
Yes. And I ask a lot of questions, and I'm very particular about her language, because she, whether she knows it or not, the question, the answers that she provides, the words that she uses are actually loaded with meaning. And so, you know, if you describe a headache as achy, that's going to have a different meaning than, oh, it's bursting. And so those words are really important.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And so you're getting at the root cause, not just the symptoms, and not just throwing that commercial with
right.
Tyson or Purdue, throwing their antibiotics at a problem.
Right, right. We wander the world in a state of stress. We white-knuckle it through the world. Basically, especially in the modern era. And nothing works until we learn how to let go of that grip. I liken it to being a passenger in a car with a very terrible driver, and you're bracing. And in order for us to digest our food, to accommodate the supplements that we might be taking, we need to unbrace in order for our body to take up that those substances.
So it's kind of like we're constantly in that fight or flight.
Right.
Yeah.
And we need to actively dial it down. And for someone who lives in that chronic state, that is really hard. You can't tell someone who's in that state, go meditate for 20 minutes. And, you know, oh, just rest and relax. It's challenging. And so what I have come up with is a way to incorporate micro practices. So these are 30 seconds to 2 minutes of practices that we can integrate throughout our day in order to better dial down that stress.
And I have been through one of your workshops that taught these micro exercises, and they're very powerful if you can slow down, take a moment, and focus.
Yes, the first step is to notice.
Yes, first step is awareness, right? Yes. Well, can you share a time when you tried something and it didn't go as planned and you had to learn something from it?
Yes. I was distracted by trendy tools and trendy approaches, and instead of sticking to this nervous system first or capacity first method, And I was kind of wandered through the weeds for a couple of years. And what I learned is that trends fade, physiology doesn't.
Okay. Well, that's a good lesson.
It is.
Have you made a change in your business model that completely surprised you with its success?
Yes, I've recently also moved from a menu of services to a framework. And this framework I call the Vital Clarity Code. It's a nervous system first framework for midlife women. And there are four phases. In regulate, we settle the nervous system so that your body stops burning through its reserves. In rewire, we retrain the brain-body patterns that keep you stuck in that stress or depletion. And then from there, we move into reclaim and resonate. And essentially, I'm not fixing you. I'm helping you restore the capacity that you were designed to have.
Very interesting. This also sounds vaguely associated with an event that you have coming up.
Yes. And in fact, I have used that framework to organize this event. So after hearing women in their 40s express frustration that they weren't prepared for midlife, I decided to round up a dozen women in the Sandpoint area and bring them together for the Vital Conversation series. This is a live, full-day experience for women in midlife to connect with these other women who are or who have already walked this path. You will hear cautionary tales, hard-won wisdom, humor, and grief. And it's the grief that surprises a lot of these younger women. So this is not a lecture series. It's a remembering. We're reclaiming stories and insight that used to be passed down. And I've asked a lot of these women to be somewhat irreverent and speak their full truth and not hold anything back. So should be a wonderful event. And you will be speaking.
I will. I have been assigned a topic.
So this is happening on October 11th at Marigold Bistro from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And the sign up is at syringawellness.com/VCS.
Okay. For Vital Conversation Series.
Yes.
Vital
Conversation Series.
Okay. It sounds like it's going to be a wonderful event.
I hope so.
I look forward to participating in it. So I know that that's coming up, you know, within just the next month and a half. What else is coming up new for your business?
Well, I've been writing a lot for my website and deepening my blog series. And so people can start to find my approach much more embedded in that. I've got about 3 books brewing in the back of my mind.
Oh, wow. Full-blown books.
Yeah.
All right.
The skeleton's already built out. One of my big goals is to make nervous system literacy even more common than nutrition advice.
Okay. That's a daunting goal.
It is a daunting goal, especially because we're still talking about nutrition advice that was doled out in the 1940s.
Wow. And my, things have changed. We've discovered so much.
I know. And we've moved so far.
We're still talking the same pyramid of food.
Yes. I've been reading an old naturopathic book from the 1940s, and that author was concerned about what was being taught in schools even back then, and we have not made any progress.
Wow. Well, it's a new era.
It is.
Mm-hmm. All right. So any last thoughts before we wrap up this section?
No, just I would hope that ladies who are out there, you're not alone in this transition through midlife. And if you are seeking that voice of the Aunt Sally that you never had, then I would hope that you would come to this event and hear what these dozen women have to say.
And so again, this is the Vital Conversation Series. It's on Saturday, October 11th, 9 to 5 at Marigold Bistro. And the website that they would go to?
syringawellness.com/VCS. And look for the Vital Conversation Series tab in the menu.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Jen.
Well, thank you, Vicki.
Thanks for being my very first guest.
I'm so honored.
All right, it's time to take a station break, but don't change that dial. We'll be back for our next segment in just a few minutes. You're listening to Moment with Mickey on North Idaho's Talk Radio, FM 97.1 in Sandpoint. We'll be right back.
Ritz Transmission and Performance in Bonner's Ferry, now offering new services. Transmission repair to manual and automatic, U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonner's Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Ritz Transmission and Performance, 6878 Main Street in Bonner's Ferry.
The Habitat for Humanity's very own ReStore in Sandpoint has been a long-time go-to source for new and used building supplies, furniture, appliances, electrical, plumbing, windows, doors, and so much more. Everything you need for all your home building and remodeling projects. Prices are 50% lower or more than most retail outlets. Stop by the ReStore in Sandpoint on Baldy Park Drive next to Miller's Country Store. Visit them at iphfh.org.
Hey, Don Thomas here for Sandpoint Furniture, and I just gotta ask you, what is better than after a long hot day at the lake to come home, hit the AC, and just kick back and relax in that brand new recliner you just picked up in our showroom? And you had to buy it. They had such a great discount on it. It was just so hard to choose. They had so many in stock. And if you get yourself so relaxed that you figure you might as well just turn in, Sandpoint Furniture has over 30 comfort levels of Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic, and Heirloom mattresses. And many of those are also in stock right here in Ponderay, so you can sleep on it tonight. And during their big August month-long sale, you can expect great discounts on living room and dining room sets, bedroom furniture, area rugs, lamps, and all sorts of accessories. And remember, if you don't want to do any of the heavy lifting, Sandpoint Furniture offers full-service delivery. And keep in mind, there's never any pressure here to buy. So come on into our beautiful showroom and browse to your heart's content. That's Sandpoint Furniture, still making your house a home for over 70-plus years.
I get so many headaches every month.
It could be chronic migraine, 15 or more headache days a month, each lasting 4 hours or more.
Botox, onabotulinum toxin A, prevents headaches in adults with chronic migraine. It's not for those who have 14 or fewer headache days a month. Prescription Botox is injected by your doctor. Effects of Botox may spread hours to weeks after injection, causing serious symptoms. Alert your doctor right away, as difficulty swallowing, speaking, breathing, eye problems, or muscle weakness can be signs of a life-threatening condition. Patients with these conditions before injection are at highest risk. Side effects may include allergic reactions, neck and injection site pain, fatigue, and headache. Allergic reactions can include rash, welts, asthma symptoms, and dizziness. Don't receive Botox if there's a skin infection. Tell your doctor your medical history, muscle or nerve conditions, including ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, myasthenia gravis or Lambert-Eaton syndrome, and medications, including botulinum toxins, as these may increase the risk of serious side effects.
Why wait? Ask your doctor. Visit BotoxChronicMigraine.com or call 1-800-44-BOTOX to learn more.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back to Moment with Mickey, North Idaho Radio. This is Mickey Hemingway, and I am very pleased to welcome our next set of guests, Ellie and Aaron Varenwald of Sand Creek Customware.
Hi, Mickey.
Hi,
hello,
Ellie.
Mickey.
Hi, Aaron. Thank you for being with me today.
Thanks for having us.
Well, I am going to ask you the first question, which I have no clue as to how you came to have Sand Creek Customware.
Well, it all started way back when we were living together in Seattle, and we were looking for a smaller town to live in. I grew up in St. Mary's, which is a couple hours away, but we were living together in Seattle, and Sandpoint was kind of the perfect medium for us. St. Mary's is tiny, and Seattle is very large. So Sandpoint has a lake and a mountain and wonderful people, and we visited here, and we decided to move here.
Did you have a plan for what you were going to do once you got here?
Well, part of the reason of wanting a lake and a mountain is snow skiing and water skiing. And so I got into the water skiing community, and that's how I got to know Peter Gillis, the old owner.
Yes.
Him and Jackie Gillis. And they decided to retire and just skiing with him and knowing the ins and outs of his business and how cool it was to be a part of the community and things like that. We had a bunch of conversations, and we just felt like it'd be a good fit. So something we had never really imagined doing, but just seeing what they were able to do was made it sound pretty interesting, and it's been a lot of fun.
Good. Wow. I didn't realize that Peter owned that business before you did.
Yeah.
So when did you buy Sand Creek Customer?
About 4 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you recently moved the business.
We did. We're very excited about our move. Being downtown was fun for people watching and for visibility perhaps, but I think it misrepresented what we did in that people thought we were like a tourist shop, and we really serve more business owners and retail shops in the area versus like onesie, twosie tourist items.
Yeah. So share with us, what is Sand Creek Customer? What do you do?
So we specialize in decorated apparel. So what that means for you is logo wear. We do promotional items like pens and stress balls and things like that. But we really are experts in embroidery and screen printing. That's what we love to do, and that's what we have been doing for Sandpoint for a very long time.
Wow, that is great. So what would you say is something that a habit or a strategy that you have consistently applied that works well for you in your business?
Just being communicative with the customer and delivering what they expect. So that's usually quality and delivering the product on time. And we're always looking for the newest strategy on, I mean, it seems like a simple process of putting ink on a shirt, but there's a lot that goes into the detail, especially when you get into the multiple colors. You're dealing with different types of shirts with tensions and just how that ink adheres to that. Same thing with embroidery. Just, you know, it seems like a simple process, but when you try to get it on a small pocket in a golf bag or something like that, there's always different ways to approach it. So
yeah.
So I would say what works best is, number one, like Aaron said, being communicative and honest with the customer. You know, we want to expand our horizons, but we also want to be realistic with the good quality that we can deliver, but also being open-minded. It's sometimes easy to want the easy, you know, I know I can do this for sure. But if you're open-minded and if you're always looking for new techniques and you're communicative with the customer, like, let's work on this together. It's more fun, and you can learn a new process, and customers come to trust you with kind of their more unique jobs, which is really fun.
Yeah. I had the privilege of being at your shop when you had your grand opening, and I got to see the embroidery machine in process.
Yeah.
It's amazing, the technology.
It's very mesmerizing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you stay on top of trends that are happening in your industry? Do you attend conferences? How do you stay up to date?
Yeah, we do. We usually, once a year, we go to a trade show. Typically, it's in California. We'll usually take a couple of our team members that are becoming more experts in their field, and it's multiple days of learning and connecting with industry professionals, potentially buying new or bigger machines, or learning new decoration techniques that just haven't made their way to North Idaho yet. And that's something that we're really proud of, is not only being able to invest in our industry and in our team members in that way, but also hopefully bringing something back to our community that is new. It's really exciting for us.
That's great.
I think that's, you know, with the trade show for sure. But I mean, there's so much on social media nowadays that you just keep your eyes open, and even watching TV shows, you're just like always curious. You know, you're not as much into the show. You're like, oh, look at the placement of that, or look how they did that. You know, like, because you'll see that, you know, in our shop too. And then when you see it on TV, you're like, oh, that's how they did that. Or, you know, police uniforms or things like that. You're always kind of really looking at the placement. Just,
oh, that's
sneakily becomes a true passion that you're always aware of in the grocery store, online, TV. So, yeah, just
it's
always
everywhere.
Being observant.
I love the word that you used, passion. That's going to be in my closing statement, you know, that little piece that I do at the very end of my show. Talk about passion for what you do. Yeah. So can you share a time maybe that you tried something that didn't go as planned, and what did you learn from it?
Well, I would say, so maybe a two-part answer. We, a few years ago, we implemented a new production software in our shop, which allowed for more consistency, easier reorders, more transparency with our team members and also our employees who are doing the production. And I really liked it, but it was a hard sell for both employees and customers. They were used to the old way of doing it, the good old boys way, right? Where you say, oh, hey, Bob, you want your 10 t-shirts and you get your 10 t-shirts, but I don't know every Bob. I want to know every Bob, but it's a work in progress. And so that was definitely a hurdle. And once people started to realize that it really was better for everyone, they bought in, but it took a little bit for them to really believe that the computer way, it's not the scary way, it's the better way for transparency and consistency for everyone.
Yeah, change is hard.
Yeah, making it so like anybody can step in and understand what's going on with that order. So if Ellie's not there, say something happens or whatever, it's like anybody can step into that order and really understand what's going on versus just saying, oh, go ask Ellie, she knows what's happening there, or you know, go ask Stephanie. So
yeah.
Now it's all documented and there's pictures and placements. So.
Awesome. Yeah. That's a really big improvement.
I think so. Yeah. We've been super excited with it, but it is interesting how you have to frame how you sell it to an employee and or a customer differently. I see the benefit in the bigger picture of things, but on the ground, you know, it's a huge software to learn, and they're like, what was wrong with the old way? But it's, you know, when we first started 4 years ago, there were 3 employees, and now we're up to 11, and we're super proud of that, but it's like, in growth, you do need that organization, and so once people realized that it was benefiting everyone, I think there was a deep breath.
Yes, yeah, but really good kudos to you in selling it and explaining the why and the benefits to those that are going to be impacted. That's a big step that a lot of business owners miss, that they know that this is the right way to go and they just push it through.
Yeah.
Without taking the time to explain what the benefits are and listening to the concerns and the questions that their employees and customers have.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it definitely slowed down for a minute. You know, like it took a lot more time. We were working out of filing cabinets. All our orders were in filing cabinets. We'd have to go through them to find old orders. And so it took time to get all that information into the software. Mm-hmm. And now that it's there, it's a lot easier. Very rarely do we have to go to the filing cabinet and like find an old logo, and we're just, it's like a flashback in time. You know what I mean?
So that is awesome. Well, good job. Very impressed. So how do you balance the creative side of entrepreneurship with the day-to-day operations? How do you find that balance?
I think you have to kind of schedule time for yourself to ensure that you're not always in the day-to-day. Of course, that can come in the form of vacation or in a trade show or in getting lunch with a friend and just kind of reminiscing on what you're enjoying about your work and kind of the bigger picture versus the, you know, answering questions and troubleshooting all the time. I think you really have to prioritize the time that you spend either away from the business or dreaming about the business so you can remind yourself why you're in it.
Scheduling and lists works really well for me, whether it's fun or whether it's, you know, business. You know, it's like if you just put it on the list of whether you're experimenting with something new or just keeping up with your production, it's just the next thing on my list that I'm going to accomplish. So, you know, doesn't matter what it is, it goes on there. And then I just know that's my next task.
Okay. So that's, you have quite a bit of discipline then.
Yeah. Otherwise, I just get pulled all over and I don't really finish one thing, you know. So, yeah, I think that is correct.
So what do you see as next for your business in the coming year?
I think it's just an evolution of just seeing what the next technology is and see how efficiencies can be better. But we've had a lot of fun of getting into the community of just rodeos, the Sandpoint Festival, and things like that, and Chamber of Commerce, and so.
We've had a lot of big changes in, you know, the last year, but nonetheless, the last 5 years, personally and professionally. And so it kind of feels like we can just coast in an upwards fashion, continue doing what we do best, and just be awesome and support the community. I mean, we're all one big happy family.
It is so important for a business to be part of the community and to show your support. So
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here today, Ellie and Aaron.
Thank you.
Of Sand Creek Customware. Really appreciate you being one of my first guests on Moment with Mickey radio show. So it's time for another brief break. And when we come back, we'll be talking with Rob Talbot of Maddox Farm Productions and the Heartwood Center. Thank you for listening to Moment with Mickey on North Idaho's Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Interest rates are high, the market's unpredictable, and home sales are slowing way down. But here's the thing, we're still buying, and not just one or two. We've bought over 500 homes from folks right here in Spokane and Coeur d'Alene. This is Chad Young with the EasyHomeBuyer.com. We've helped people during divorce, inherited properties, foreclosures, you name it. Through it all, one thing hasn't changed. We keep our promises. We're local, we're experienced, and we're not going anywhere. In fact, we just rolled out our highest offer guarantee, a program that allows us to actually overpay for the right homes. It's not a gimmick. It's how we compete and how we win for our sellers. There's no pressure, no fees, and you close when you're ready. No repairs, no cleanup, and no open houses. Just one quick conversation that could completely change your situation. Call me today at 208-877-6000. That's 208-877-6000.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the Easy Home Buyer.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Come by boat or car for unforgettable waterfront dining. Pearls on the Lake in Hope is now open 7 days a week from 12 to 8. Enjoy a fresh new menu, tasty cocktails, and live music on beautiful Lake Ponderay. Visit pearlsonthelake.com to reserve your table today.
Chronic migraine is 15 or more headache days a month, each lasting 4 hours or more.
Botox, onabotulinum toxin A, prevents headaches in adults with chronic migraine before they start. It's not for those with 14 or fewer headache days a month. It prevents, on average, 8 to 9 headache days a month versus 6 to 7 for placebo.
Prescription Botox is injected by your doctor. Effects of Botox may spread hours to weeks after injection, causing serious symptoms. Alert your doctor right away, as difficulty swallowing, speaking, breathing, eye problems, or muscle weakness can be signs of a life-threatening condition. Patients with these conditions before injection are at highest risk. Side effects may include allergic reactions, neck and injection site pain, fatigue, and headache. Allergic reactions can include rash, welts, asthma symptoms, and dizziness. Don't receive Botox if there's a skin infection. Tell your doctor your medical history, muscle or nerve conditions, including ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, myasthenia gravis or Lambert-Eaton syndrome, and medications, including botulinum toxins, as these may increase the risk of serious side effects.
Why wait? Ask your doctor, visit BotoxChronicMigraine.com or call 1-800-44-BOTOX to learn more.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back to North Idaho Radio. This is Mickey Hemingway of Moment with Mickey, and in this segment, I will be chatting with the awesome Rob Talbot of Maddox Farm Productions and the Heartwood Center. Welcome, Rob.
Hey, Mickey. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. So I'm going to start out by asking you, what exactly is Maddox Farm Productions?
Well, Maddox Farm Productions is a production and event support company. So we do everything from, so we run the Heartwood Center, and we support people in putting together birthday parties or weddings or whatever, provide the space, in that venue. We also go outside of that space and provide sound production, lights, everything you would need to put on a concert or event, for anywhere from 30 people to 3,000 people. We rent out equipment to local DJs or local families for weddings or for parties. We also will be up at Schweitzer for Fall Fest. So we'll be you know, our gear will be there, and our staff will be there providing sound, lights for Fall Fest.
So for the
that's
music.
Yeah, and that's one of the bigger events that we do. So,
oh wow,
we're quite diverse. As I've learned from being in North Idaho, you have to do a little bit of everything to claw your way past.
I heard that theme from a lot of
poverty.
People. Yeah. So you and I met for the very first time, I think, when you were providing the sound for Chafe last year.
Sounds right.
Over a year ago. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you provided the sound for, and the music too, for Summer Sampler the past several years.
Yep. Well, I think we've been doing that since it came back from COVID.
Oh, okay.
So 22 was the first year we were involved in that. So the last four years.
And how long has Maddox Farm Productions existed?
So officially we started we put on our first show in April of, 17
okay.
at the Panada, April 20th, 2017 at the Panada. And then we did a few more shows in the Panada that year. But the first event that we actually did was my wedding.
Oh.
and that's how Maddox Farm got its start. My wife and I got married on the Maddox Farm back in Virginia. Maddox is my grandmother's maiden name, and it's her family farm that has been in our family since the 1880s. So that's where my wife and I got married. And instead of having a more traditional wedding, we kind of got married under the locust tree under full bloom at noon, and then had a music festival the rest of the day. That was the first one. That was 2016. So,
and that inspired you to start your business.
Exactly. That was the thing. You know, we had talked about whether we could whether we would want to bring in a band. That we had a list of bands that we thought Sandpoint would like. And at the time, there was a pretty big gap in music availability between what was going on at the time at McDuff's and Eichardt's and the 219. Those were the places that were really doing music regularly at the time. And that was all free or very low $5 cover. And then you had the Hive going pretty heavily at the time. One to two, maybe three shows a month, more during the Aftival, and they were more in the $30 to $40, $50 or $60 range at times for their ticket prices. Mm. That's where they stuck. So we were trying to do something that was more that up and coming band, and a $20 or $25 cover.
So you found there was a gap,
mm-hmm.
and how could you fill that gap?
Yep.
How did you end up coming to Sandpoint though?
So I've been in Sandpoint since I moved here in 2013, and I came up here to be a teacher. I taught at one of the RMA schools, Northwest Academy.
Okay.
Did that for a few years, and I ski patrolled for a handful of years up on the mountain and transitioned into full-time business.
Okay. So Sandpoint was always in your sights that this was where you wanted to be.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, well, I would say it more hooked me than, you know, I wanted to be out west. I came from Virginia, West Virginia. I always wanted to be out west. So gave it a shot, and the Sandpoint really kind of the people, mostly kind of hooked me in and made me not want to leave.
Yeah. So could you share with us what maybe one strategy or habit that has worked consistently well for you and your business?
Placing community above all else. That's really the point of the business, is to build community, build relationships, and foster relationships among other people, whether that's at an event or through our business dealings. And I think that's served me very well. It would be hard to put a monetary value on that, but to me that's really the... it's been more financially advantageous than I would have expected. Mm-hmm. You know, I was just trying to fill a void, fill a gap, and do something that I was passionate about and hopefully make enough money to make a living. At the time, I was just doing it kind of as a, when I first started, it was more of a very, very part-time thing. Mm-hmm. And it's really grown into much more than that because of the desire to build community and how Sandpoint has responded to that.
And I would say one of the events that you do regularly now in the summer is the Summer Music Series. And yep. Would you classify that as one of the community events that you're talking about?
That is definitely one. And that's one of the, that is the event or the series that I'm the most honored to be a part of and excited about. And that continues to grow. And, you know, I'm really excited. That's part of the business plan moving forward is to really develop that series into something that's more consistent. Mm-hmm. Because right now it's once a month and it's kind of, it's always on Thursdays, but is there a, there's never really been, oh, it's every 3 weeks or every 4 weeks, or it's just kind of whatever Thursday fits.
Mm. When's the next one?
The next one is this Thursday, August 21st. It's Armchair Boogie. It's a band out of the Midwest, high energy bluegrass rock.
That sounds like fun.
Kind of some jam band thrown in there. They're going to be a hoot. It's a lot of going to be a lot of fun.
So this Thursday, the 21st, and what time?
Gates open at 5, and music starts at 6. So we'll go from 6 to right around 8.
Okay, and that's at Farman Park.
That's at Farman Park, and we'll have food available. Mountain Food Company will be there.
Nice.
Mandala Pizza will be there. Eichardt's Bar will be open. We'll have ice cream available as well. Face painting, so it's a full on family event, and it's free to attend because we have some really great sponsors, and that's one of the things that I really love about it too is that it's free. Anybody and everybody can come. We've got a list of sponsors that some of these sponsors have been a part of the series since it started in 2019.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's so awesome.
Yeah. And do I have time to mention those sponsors real quick?
Yes.
Pondere Arts Council, Washington Trust Bank, Novas of Evergreen Realty, Selly Design Group, Cedar Street Hotel and Suites, Travis Harmon Construction, North Root Architecture, the Heartwood Center, Sandpoint Reader, Greater Chamber of Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce, Spruce Property Care, and KPND.
Awesome. Well, I look forward to that event this Thursday. And Rob, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. My pleasure.
My first show. Thank you.
Awesome. I always enjoy hanging out with you, so happy to come back anytime.
Awesome. Thank you. Now, heading into the last few minutes of our hour together, I have a special segment I'm going to be sharing. And this is a moment when I share a tip, an insight, a wisdom, or a challenge. And these are designed to help you be the best you can possibly be. For many people, a job is just a job. And you know what job could also stand for if it was an acronym? Just over broke. If you feel you're in a dead-end job, or you're not passionate about what you're doing, or at the very least enjoying your job, you have some decisions to make. The first step is getting in the right mindset. Instead of thinking, I have to, you need to shift to thinking, I get to. Telling yourself, I have to, can make you feel powerless and desperate. When you shift to thinking, I get to, you start feeling empowered and that you have more control over your destiny. This is your choice, after all. You get to decide the what and how you're going to reinvent yourself. When you use the mindset of I get to, it encourages you to think of all the possibilities, and then the ideas will start flowing, and then you begin to notice new and different opportunities, and then you get to decide which ones to take. So if a change is needed, begin by changing your mindset from I have to I get to. Well, thank you for being with us today. To learn more about events happening in and around the Sandpoint area, go to sandpointonline.com. And if you're interested in meeting other business people in the Sandpoint area, check out my networking luncheon that I host the second Tuesday every month at Marigold Bistro. Visit the website grouplevelup.com to learn more. Thank you for listening to Moment with Mickey on North Idaho Radio.